Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, this is October's Very Owned, the only podcast that I know of, anyway, that talks exclusively about Drake. Are there other podcasts that talk only about Drake?
Not that I'm aware
of. This is the first one.
This is the first
and therefore the best one.
Yeah, I mean, it's the best one.
And well, take that.
I'm aware of one. Uh-oh.
Well, I should introduce everybody on the microphones. I'm Dan Ozzie from Noisy. With me is Eric Sunderman, the editor-in-chief of Noisy. And our guest today is Rob McRae from Viceland. You know of another Drake podcast?
At least there was for a while.
Is it just Drake talking about himself?
This is it's OVO Sound is what you're thinking of.
No, I don't think that's what I'm thinking of. And I don't want to like get it wrong, but I feel like there was one out there.
Does it have as good of a name as October's
them.
Very Own?
No. Fuck nobody. Peace. This is about Drake, okay?
It's true.
This is about peace.
Well, so what are we talking about today, Dan?
Drake.
Okay.
Are we going to start every episode?
Okay, all right.
Yeah, we're talking about Drake, as we are the only podcast that talks exclusively to Drake.
Singular.
Except maybe for this one that Rob knows of that he can't remember the title of. Yeah, so what are we talking about today? Well, today we're talking about... Previously, in an earlier episode, we talked about Drake the meme, because he is a very memeable human being. He's a sentient meme. Yeah. He's like a meme with feelings.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about those feelings today, because we didn't even scratch the surface. I'm realizing, listening back, we didn't even talk about if you're reading this, memes.
Yeah.
That became a huge one.
You could design your own album cover. If you're reading this, I left
this.
The plums...
If you're reading this, this is a great podcast. A little self-plug on the podcast.
If you're listening to this.
If you're listening, you're welcome for this great podcast.
Do you think Drake's listening right now?
I hope he's listening. Yeah. Drake, are you listening right now?
Obs.
Every episode we're going to ask Drake, are you out there, Drake? Us, Noisy.
Every time I ask, are you listening, I feel like... his voice, like God's, is just going to pipe in like, yes, Dan, I hear you. Like, oh, nice. He's everywhere.
Cool.
Yeah,
he's everywhere. Yeah. Drake is everywhere.
Drake, if you come on the podcast, you can talk about whatever you want. It doesn't even have to be Drake because you're on the podcast, fits.
You can just sit here in silence.
Yeah, because it's already a Drake podcast by you being on it. So we can talk about anything. We can talk about the Raptors. We can talk about, I don't know, if Drake had a podcast, what would he talk about?
Vape tricks,
for sure.
Talk about vape tricks.
That translates so well to an audio podcast, so I could see him going for that.
I mean, he can talk about, like, the technique and all that, and the history.
The history of vaping with Drake.
A lot of people don't know, guys, that the ancient Egyptians invented vapes,
No, they didn't.
This is me being Drake.
Oh, okay. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
It's not a good Drake impression.
Yeah, you got to work on
Drake impression's not going to
You got to work on your Aubrey.
It's not going to get better.
So, what are we going to talk about today?
Drake.
Sad Drake.
We're talking about the meme or just the existence of Sad Drake, because I know that this Sad Drake as a meme exists. I am a layman who knows nothing. How did this start? Like, where did crying Drake come from?
Why is Drake sad?
Why is Drake sad?
He's got everything, it seems like.
You know, I don't know if you can pinpoint, like, a beginning.
There's no genesis.
There's no genesis for it. But I think, well, I mean, maybe the genesis of it is just the beginning of Drake's career. But, like...
The genesis is the band Genesis. Like, maybe he heard Phil Collins.
He heard Phil Collins.
And he's like, fuck. I'm sad now.
I bet he... Well, I mean...
I can feel it coming in the
That's a beard. No. We can't get that cleared, man. Come on.
Yeah, man. Come on.
Okay, just bleep that one. I think I butchered it so bad that
yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah. But I think it began with him being like this emo or this like a rapper who, even though it existed in rap before Drake, but kind of like fearlessly rapping about his feelings and like what would be perceived to be kind of soft feelings or like relationships or, you know, like that.
This is the charitable version, by the way.
This is the charitable version. So that's kind of where it began, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess it's just because he was a quote-unquote rapper and he was rapping about his feelings and things that aren't like necessarily macho or masculine in the what people perceive rap to be sense. I guess that's how it started. But, I mean, his music sometimes sounds sad, but when you really listen to like what he's saying, you're like, this is ridiculous. Like, what are you talking about? Like, for example, Hotline Bling. Yeah. This is an easy one off the top. It's supposed to kind of be a sad song. It's a banger, but it's supposed to be kind of sad.
It's longing.
It's longing for this, you know, this woman that he no longer has anymore, is not in his life or whatever. But, like, the lyrics are all about how she's just, like, having a great time and, like, hanging out with her friends and partying and seems like she's doing pretty good. Like, I guess that's, you can be sad about that, but that's a little weird. Like, that's a little weird to be sad about. Maybe that's not what he's sad about.
But I think it's what he's sad because he doesn't have her anymore.
And
right.
So and all she's of Drake's happy. Sadness stems from women.
I mean, a lot of it does if you want to take it at face value.
Yeah, I think it's his sadness. I mean, I think that the first time that I connected with a Drake song on like being
I can't wait
sad
to hear this. Yeah.
Was probably Marvin's Room. Like that probably off of Take Care. Which
that was the one where he was like, Drake, it's your cousin Marvin's Barry.
Yeah,
listen to this.
That's exactly how it goes.
It does involve a phone. He was close.
Yeah, he does involve a phone, but he plays a voicemail from like a drunk voicemail from a previous lover, and raps about the nostalgia and feelings that he has for that relationship, and it's like.
Relatable.
Super relatable. But like also it's super corny.
It's also like that's a good song though. It's a great song.
It's a great song.
But
that song slaps.
Like, spiteful again though, because it's like, you know, he's just saying, you know, I know you think about the times we had still and all this shit, and you know, he's trying to kind of like rub her face in it a little bit. Even though he's the one that's sad.
Yeah. Well, I think what's interesting too is like throughout the evolution of Drake's career, I think there's been this feeling or understanding where it's like Drake is just kind of like a self-centered asshole, like, and that's coming out more and more and more and more in his music, and it's like he's like the good guy, you know, I'm doing air quotes right now, like the good guy where it's like, oh, like I'm so hurt, or like I'm so like messed up about what you did, like he's trying to like show that he understands. But by doing that, he's actually being a self-centered asshole, you know? Like, he's not, like everything is coming from this, like, spiteful kind of, like angry.
It's all about me.
It's all about me and my feelings. And
I mean,
and
he is the artist.
True.
He's the boy.
Supposed to write about somebody else's feelings?
I mean.
I want to just run this by you guys on Mike.com, there is an article called, I feel like you would love this headline, Eric, 10 Drake lyrics that prove sad Drake / is the best Drake. There's just like a dash in the middle. Okay. So here's theirs. You guys tell me if you guys think these are the preeminent ones. From Fear, you know I spend money because spending time is hopeless. And no, I pop bottles because I bottle my emotions. Dang.
Oh, get the hell
out of here. I mean, that's like a perfect example of it where it's just like,
What?
But he bottles his emotions. He
bottles his emotions.
He's trying to connect with
he's
you,
trying
Rob.
Trying to connect. But again, it's coming from like his perspective, like his, like it's me, like I do this. I'm like, oh, I'm so sad. I'm just like, he's just like a teenage boy, you know, like who never really, like he got burned,
like stunted a little bit.
Yeah,
maybe?
I think
maybe?
So. Yeah, you know.
Let's have another
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm skipping some of them.
Yeah.
Number three, I'm scared that every girl I care for will find a better man and end up happier in the long run. See, that seems fucking selfish.
Yeah,
that's from Missing You Remix.
That's a perfect example.
It's just like, hey, you need to learn to champion other people's happiness and success.
Absolutely.
And like, if it's not going to work out with a woman, the best you can hope for is that like she lands on her feet and she's happy.
Drake, if you
Why
love
you gotta
something,
take that from her?
Let it go.
See, he's the kind of guy who like he'll break up with a girl and then like move on, and then like as soon as he catches wind that like she's starting to see somebody else, he'll pop up and be like, "Oh, what are you doing? I've been thinking about you.
Absolutely,
like,
yeah.
I miss the way we were."
That's like probably a song that we're not even thinking of.
That's like every single song that Drake's ever made about a former lover.
Yeah, that's Marvin's Room, pretty much.
That is pretty much Marvin's Room.
It's pretty much Hotline Bling too.
Yeah, it's pretty much everything that Drake's done.
So I think Dan's hitting on something.
Yeah,
he's becoming enlightened.
Yeah, I'm Drake woke right now.
Yeah, that third owl is opening.
Oh man,
hey.
This is a number six is a lyric that just could have been straight from an American football song. It's an emo band.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
I'm aware. American emo rock band.
I saw them live.
Oh. Who's more emo, American football or Drake? I don't think the American football guys are
Drake.
That set. Yeah, I think
I
so
think
too.
Drake's more emo than American football.
Where did the other half of my heart go? Why am I in bed alone?
Yo, you know what's crazy though? I gotta say, I think that song "Hate Sleeping Alone" is very underrated.
That song rules.
Well, I love that song.
Oh, that's the next one on this. I Just Hate Sleeping Alone from Hate Sleeping Alone.
nice choice, Mike.com.
Yeah. Shameless writer.
I mean, that's another good example of sad Drake.
Here's another, like, I want you back, Drake. You're still the one that I adore. Ain't much out there to have feelings for. See that, like, he's just going to do that. He's just... Also, I forgot to mention that he's the kind of guy who breaks up with a girl, then she moves on, then she's seeing somebody else, and then he hits her up, and then as soon as she's interested again and, like, dumps the other guy, he's like, oh, actually, I've been thinking about it, and, like,
focus
maybe we weren't meant to be together, and, like, maybe you should just focus on you right now.
Yeah, focus on you
right now.
I mean, there's a lot of people who, like, want what they can't have, sort of, and only want it when they can't have it,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So maybe he's one of those people. I'm not trying to pin this all on Drake is the epitome or the worst person in the world or whatever. Like.
Well, and I think that's why his music is so relatable in a lot of ways, or why his music has resonated with so many different people, because I think every person probably feels that way at some point or another, and they just, like, it's kind of a fucked up thing to vocalize.
Maybe sometimes Drake's music speaks to your worst self.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? In the sense that
you're on
there
your
are
worst
times...
behavior.
Oh. Thanks. Again, music journalist Erickson.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Can I ask you guys... do you think that Drake, because like we've been talking about, like we just talked about the emo hip hop crossover, One of our staff writers in the UK, Emma Garland, one time wrote an article naming Take Care the best emo album of our generation.
Terrific writer, by the way.
Yeah, great writer. Got a lot of angry middle-aged men pissed off with that. It was wonderful. But I guess my question is, do you think that Drake has ever heard albums by, like, American Football? Because I feel like if he hasn't, that would blow his mind.
I think he definitely has.
You think so?
Yeah, I think he listens to a lot of music.
If he wasn't into that music when he was younger, or if he wasn't listening to that stuff before, I think his rise to, like, superstardom and him being on this level with, like, Kanye, which I think is fair, would force him to listen to, like, different kinds of music. Yeah. Because, like, that's what, like, Kanye does. You know what I mean? And I think there's a little part of him that's, like, probably keeping track of, like, what his peers are doing. So even if he wasn't before, he definitely has heard, like, an American Football song right now.
If you're listening, I have a fairly rare promise ring 7-inch. It is yours if you just come on the podcast.
That sounds
just
super sexual if you didn't know anything about music.
Sure. It's a record, Rob.
Okay.
And it's Drake's.
Yeah.
All he's got to do is fly us out to his
come
place.
Come on. We'll
record
a
podcast. Ride the ATM, and that's it.
And we'll listen to the 7-inch.
Yeah. Well, so I think it was an interesting discussion to be had, though. Like, why, like, kind of going what we were talking about, why does Drake resonate? Why does his emo lyrics or this, like, weird side of him, why does it resonate with people? Why does it cause there to be articles on the internet like this that are like, sad Drake is the best Drake?
Why does it spawn whole podcasts?
Why does it spawn whole episodes of podcasts? Yeah.
I mean, I think he's a fascinating guy in a lot of ways. I can't even really verbalize exactly why, but he's got a lot of stuff going on.
But nobody was ever like, you know, like, oh man, you got to hear this sad Onyx song.
Right.
Like, he was the first guy to be like,
Biggie. Like, yeah. Like,
and that makes me wonder, like, do you think, like, really, like, hardened rappers, like, do you think DMX will hear Drake and be like, oh, that's too soft? Or do you think he'll hear Drake and be like, man, he said what I was thinking but was too scared to say because I bottle my emotions and I mask them behind, like, dog barkings?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not going to claim anything what DMX is thinking.
I feel like his opinions on Drake were, like, public at one point, but I don't remember.
DMX
exactly.
Probably hates Drake. I feel like he...
You don't think even in he's, like, he'll do an interview, you know, and he'll be like, no, like, Drake's not real hip-hop. Like, fuck Drake. And then he'll be like, okay, thank you for your time. And then he'll go home and, like, close the door and then take care out. And he'll listen to it.
I mean, he might. Well, and I think that there's a lot of, and I've talked about this on this podcast previously, but I think that there's a lot of closet Drake fans who will not admit to liking his music because it resonates with them in a way that maybe makes them feel like, because Drake kind of has done a good job of kind of deconstructing a little bit about, like, what traditional masculinity is supposed to be as far as, like, with how his music works. And I think that there's, like, he, Mr. Tough Guy who goes to the gym all the time and, like, listens to, like, real hip-hop, like, they don't want to admit that maybe they like the sound of Marvin's Room because, like, from a song, like, it sounds good.
I was just
going
to say, a lot of his music, it's not even so much of what he's saying is so sad, it's just sonically it's sad. Like, sonically it sets a certain kind of mood.
Right, exactly. Yeah, like Look What You've Done, like, pretty much all of, I think Take Care is my favorite Drake record.
Mine
but
too.
Like I think that record is kind of, like, stitched together in this weird way where it kind of, like, channels, like, this kind of emotional side, for the lack of a better word, and it kind of it's really, like, cocky at times, but it's really vulnerable at times. It's, like, selfish at times.
And a lot of it is not the lyrics again. It's,
right.
Sometimes it's in spite of the lyrics.
Yeah, sometimes it's really in spite of the lyrics. And so I think when we're talking about this Drake sound or the sad Drake thing too, I think there's something to consider with, like, his production team as well, like 40 shaping this sound and what that means. And I think it's interesting because I think you saw the tipping point with Drake last year when Views came out in this way where I don't like it was like it got it went too far. Like it was too self-centered, it was too indulgent, it was like there wasn't any self-awareness, and it was just like
felt bloated.
It was really bloated, and like he everything mattered so much, and because of that it just like was like really lame. And so I think that there's an interesting thing that happens to music fans as listeners while kind of processing all of this, you know. So I also think Drake understands our generation maybe better than any other. Well, I don't know, but he really understands our generation from like a millennial perspective, and like why we look at our phone when we're in the club, you know, or like what, and then he raps about that, and so it like it's it like
connects,
it
on connects some level,
you know.
What about the when he got like thinking about the Anaconda video, when he got like he just like agreed to be clowned and then like embraced it? He's like, no, that fits in with my brand, like me right. getting like teased by a woman and then like she walks away, like
I'm just stuck on the phrase thinking about the Anaconda yeah. video. Like that was just a funny,
just over here,
funny segue.
Think about the Anaconda video.
No,
well,
I think
actually,
that's
that was
a
because
example.
I was looking at Drake looking sad.tumblr.
Right,
and they're big into that scene, as you can yeah. imagine. Lots of things there to pick yeah. apart.
Well, also, there's arguably nobody better in pop culture that just looks sad, like looks funny, and while he's sad,
his resting looks, face is kind of like the sad emoji.
Yeah. He's just like bum.
One of those frowny faces.
Not the frowny, but the one that's just like, this is great for an audio podcast, by the way. Like,
yeah.
Oh, that one. If you could see it, you get
yeah.
it.
I'm yeah. doing a dead-on impression. Yeah,
he looks
yeah.
exactly like the emoji.
Emoji. I think that's it. It's and it's like you could just take a picture of Drake sitting there, and it would.
I just like yeah. though that Drake has never been like. Like, his hip-hop persona has never been one to front about, like, I went to prison, like, I did this hard time, I did
but
this.
I think that's why he leans into the sad
yeah.
part, because
he's like, I don't have the teardrop tattoos. These are real teardrops, baby. Like, I didn't do any time. I'm just a guy. I was on Degrassi. Maybe yeah. you guys saw it. I was wheelchair Jimmy.
And I think that this actually has played into his ability to cross over to such, like, huge mainstream success. Like, I have a theory that pretty much Drake... And maybe we'll do this as a different podcast, but Drake and Taylor Swift are pretty much the same. Like
there's an episode yeah. for the future.
Yes, they, but because they both like make this music that is so digestible in a lot of ways, and so because Drake's not fronting in like these ways that like maybe traditional rap always did. It's more accessible to maybe people who aren't of the rap background. Like I'm like if you go to a Big Ten school, like college town, you know, like and you go out on a Saturday night, you're gonna hear like Drake songs, and you're gonna like be hanging around with like white girls who are listening to Drake, you know. And like I think he was able to tap into like a much wider listenership, and that helped propel him to.
Do you prefer sad Drake or cocky Drake? I think there's only two Drake modes, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's either sad Drake or cocky Drake.
I don't know. I think
I think one informs the other. Yeah. You can't have sad yeah. Drake without cocky Drake. Cocky Drake goes too far.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden.
He's sad. He's sad
about
sad
it. Drake.
He's sad.
That is how that works. Mm-hmm. Too much hubris, and then all of a sudden.
Yeah, he's flying too close to the sun on the wings made yeah. of champagne, Poppy.
Right.
Those owl wings of wax.
Those owl wings of wax. What do you think the saddest Drake song is?
See, I don't know.
I mean,
according to Mike.com.
I don't know, man. That's hard.
Yeah.
I mean, Marvin's Room is probably up there.
Marvin's Room.
But that just comes to mind because it's like a very popular
you
song.
You guys keep referencing that, so I'm just going to look up the lyrics for that, because all I can think of is the Back
it's just
of the
like
Future
the
scene.
Sound of it is yeah. so like atmospherically
yeah.
sad.
Yeah.
It's just like very sparse. It's very like...
Mm-hmm. It's kind of stitched together.
Yeah, it's like quiet. There's like all this kind of like ambient noise. It sounds like you're sitting in a dark room
yeah.
when you're... right. listening to Marvin's room.
And then he's like, he kind of raps about like, remember when we used to sit around and talk about bitches that
yeah,
we
well, the
most
the line
had.
Is, I think I'm addicted to naked pictures.
Yeah.
I love that line.
That's good.
I love that line so much because he's just, it's something, something about it is weirdly innocent. Because he's just like, I could be watching porn, but I think I just like naked ladies. I think I just like the picture.
No longer the saddest Drake song. I can't get that out of my head now.
And sitting talking about the B word. Won't say it on the air. Yeah. I won't. That we almost had. I don't think I'm conscious of making monsters out of the women that I sponsor till it all goes bad.
But you see, even in that line,
but it's all good.
Even in that line, though, he's talking about being kind of self-aware about villainizing these women who are just living their lives. Yeah. But he also throws in the fact that he sponsors them, that he pays for their lifestyle. So he's like villainizing them while saying, like, I recognize that I villainized these hoes, basically. You know what I mean? Like, he's not being subtle about that.
I've never heard this song. Obviously, I'm the best person to be co-hosting this Drake-exclusive podcast, but I love this line so much where he says, I've had sex 4 times this week.
Yeah. Yeah, he had. He did. He had sex 4 times.
I had sex 4 times.
Dude, 4 times. He counted each one.
Do you think if Take Care came out now, it would have the same...
It didn't come out that long ago, but somehow I think it wouldn't.
Yeah, same.
People are always going to be sad, though.
I still
American
like
Football
it,
put
but
out
it didn't...
a new album. Like, you know, people are always sad.
But yeah, I don't know if it would hold up as well. I think he has kind of a path that he's following, like a career arc that makes sense.
Now he's in, like, party Drake mode. Like, he's just having fun. Like, that's his thing now. Like, he's just listening to dancehall and making dancehall
songs.
Well,
I think that was an overcorrection to what you were talking about earlier with views being overly serious. And then he was like, all right, well, the next thing is not even going to be an album. It's going to be a playlist.
Yeah, and it's more life.
It's just casual, you know? Yeah. Like, it's just like something I threw together for you.
Yeah, you the fans.
You the fans.
More life.
I just curated this.
I don't
this
have anything to say, but you guys are talking like this, so I want to do it too.
Yeah. Just curated this playlist.
But it's all good.
Yeah.
Grime well, ting.
Yeah.
That's the end of our episode.
It's a sad ting.
Yeah.
Sad ting that it's over.
Well, I don't feel any sadder, and I also don't feel any happier, so.
Here we are.
Here we are. We got nowhere. We just walked in a circle. But Drake, if you're listening, come on the podcast. Tell us why you're so sad. Maybe it'll cheer you up. I don't know. We're pretty nice guys.
October's very owned.
October's very owned. See you next time.